This is St. Louis Public Radio. Have you ever seen a deer at Forest Park? A question to our Curious Louis feature sent St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard to the park to find out why so few deer call the park home when other parks in the region seem to be overrun with them. She also found out what wildlife we are likely to encounter along the park's miles of nature trails.
Forest Park ecologist Amy Witt is leading us through the John F. Kennedy Memorial Forest, a wooded habitat of more than 60 acres on the park's southwestern edge. Witt says some of these trees are older than the park, which the city of St. Louis opened in 1876.
They're awesome, right? We have some really old trees. We have some really young trees. That's the natural regeneration of a forest and of a habitat. We are called Forest Park for a reason.
It's a toasty July morning, but the massive oaks block out the sun and also the view of high-rises just across Ginker Boulevard. Calling birds and humming cicadas muffle the noise from the roadways. This trail can seem farther removed from the bustle of city life than it really is.
I think a lot of people are surprised that we have fox that actually reproduce sometimes in the forest. For the last 3 years, we've had a vixen, which is a female fox, and kits.
If you have a question about wildlife in Forest Park, Witt has probably heard it before. Yes, coyotes occasionally wander into the park, but you'll have to go to the zoo to see any large predators. That critter you spotted in a park waterway was likely a mink or a muskrat. The snakes that hang out in the park are non-venomous rat snakes or Midland brown snakes that aren't looking for a fight. And no, deer don't eat the flowers at Forest Park, because they seldom come here.
We don't have a population of deer, but we do have individuals that occasionally come into here. Last year, we had two mothers and their fawns that were moving around throughout the park.
The park's location in the center of a busy urban area makes it less accessible for deer than many parks in the St. Louis region. And Witt says the few deer who do show up probably come by way of Metrolink.
So it's funny, they're not on the train, but oftentimes wildlife may use the corridors that are created by train tracks to get within areas and to kind of disperse throughout a state or within the continent.
There are 170 acres of natural habitats scattered around Forest Park. Witt says that with the help of volunteers, the park's nature preserve team has been eliminating invasive plants like honeysuckle while encouraging the growth of native plants, which in turn provide food sources for native wildlife. An example is the 8-acre savanna that's tucked into the Kennedy Forest, where colorful Missouri wildflowers now host hummingbirds, bees, and other pollinators.
We do sometimes choose different species to help support different goals, such as trying to get more milkweed so that we have a larger area for monarchs, or trying to plant sassafras, because that is specific to a butterfly species.
Small mammals like chipmunks, moles, and mice thrive in the Kennedy Forest, and so do the hawks that prey upon them. The forest is a paradise for bird watchers, especially during spring and late summer when migratory birds fly in.
So we have 216 different species that have been recorded within Forest Park. Those include a wide range of both very conservative birds that are ones that you'd be super excited to see that may just be passing through here. Oh, there's a chipmunk. So when we get warblers in here, a lot of people flock into Kennedy Forest and different forest areas that we have throughout the park.
13 million people visit Forest Park every year, but Witt says most of them head straight to the zoo or to the museums. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.